Floor 3, reception, restaurant, bar and main conference area, Brigante Suite. Floor 3 is a large open plan space and is one of the main floors we'll be using during conference. It is mainly hard flooring, except the lounge area and Brigante Suite, which are carpeted. Note, although we'll have exclusive use of the Brigante Suite throughout the weekend, the hotel is open to the public, so there may be other guests or members of the public using the other facilities on this floor. When exiting the lift, turning left, just along the same wall as the lifts, you'll find the hotel reception desk. Walking beyond the reception desk, you'll find the doors to the Brigante Suite. This is the main conference space we'll be using all weekend. To the right of the Brigante Suite, you'll find the public toilets, male, female, and accessible. As mentioned above, the hotel is open to the public, and these are the toilets that they also have access to. The area opposite the hotel reception desk is a large carpeted lounge consisting of low-level seating and tables. To the right of this lounge area is the public bar. Beyond this lounge area, on the opposite side of the room to the lifts, are the escalators to and from the lower floors and entrance lobby. The final thing on this floor to mention is the restaurant. This is where breakfast will be served as well as lunch on Saturday. To access the restaurant, exit the lifts and turn right. There is an internal wall almost opposite, which is the back of the bar, but be careful as the staff access door into the bar may be open. This bar will lead you to the restaurant hostess stand. You'll know when you've reached the restaurant as there is a metal ridge on the floor, threshold, and the restaurant floor is slightly lower. As you proceed into the restaurant area, there is a raised, one step high, carpeted seating area directly on the right. This raised platform doesn't have any barriers around it, so you'll just need to be careful if using this area. Beyond this raised seating area, on the right, and set out in a U-shaped configuration, you'll find the hydration station, cold drinks, the hot buffet station, and the bread station. The cereal station is an island in the middle of this U-shaped area. To the left of the space is the cold buffet station and the hot drink station. Beyond this food station area is another larger raised carpeted seating area, again one step high. For information, there is also another overflow seating area that can be used at breakfast and lunchtime. This can be accessed by turning left shortly after the hostess stand. This space has seating at floor level, no steps, or a further raised area, three steps. In all cases, you'll likely need an element of support to carry food and drinks from the food stations to this area. Note, the hotel may decide to allocate us a particular area within the restaurant away from the other guests. We will inform you of this if necessary. Brigante Suite. The Brigante Suite is our main conference space and where we'll be having our Friday evening meal, group conference activities, and the Rodney Powell Awards dinner on Saturday. The suite is in two parts, foyer and conference room, Brigante Suite, foyer. As mentioned previously, access to the Brigante Suite is through double doors beyond the hotel reception desk to the far left when exiting the lifts. The foyer is a large carpeted L-shaped room, with the opposite side of the room being the widest leg of the L, so more of an inverted L. It has male and female toilets and our own private bar. We will be using this space throughout the weekend for our coffee breaks and for the Rodney Powell Awards reception drinks. On entering the foyer, on the right-hand wall you'll find three doors. The first is a cloakroom that we don't intend using. The second door is the female toilets and the third door is the male toilets. Note, there is no accessible toilet in the foyer. The only accessible toilet is the one in the main reception area, just outside the Brigante Suite. The private bar is situated on the long wall on the opposite side of the room to the entrance doors. To the left of the entrance doors, on the same wall, is Brigante Suite A. This is a small room that we'll be using for our luggage room on Sunday morning, and we'll also be using this room as a quiet room if needed. Further round to the left is the first set of doors to the Brigante Suite Conference Room, Brigante Suite B, and further on from this, at the end of the leg of the L, is another set of doors into the conference room, Brigante Suite C. Brigante Suite, conference room. The conference room is a large carpeted square-shaped room. This is where we will have our evening meals, opening and closing speeches, daytime workshops, and the Rodney Powell Awards dinner on Saturday evening. The room can be split by a dividing wall to become Brigante Suite B and Brigante Suite C. We will have the room split for the Saturday and Sunday workshops. When the room is split, access into each of the rooms is via the doors, as mentioned in the foyer description above. Note, for information, there is a dividing wall between Brigante Suite A and Brigante Suite B, which enables us to separate the main Brigante Suite into different rooms according to our needs. We will be using Brigante A as a quiet room and for storing luggage on the Sunday. Ends